Our question today is, what is the heter of Pesach Pasuach Lishus HaRabim that permits Yichud? In fact, this may be the most relevant heter permitting Yichud, and literally it's actually based on the Gemara in Kiddushin, and we paskin this way in Shulchan Aruch, Pesach Pasuach, which means the door is open, Lishus HaRabim, to a public thoroughfare. Now, when we say a public thoroughfare, it doesn't have to be the same type of public thoroughfare that when we talk about a Rishus HaRabim for Hilchas Shabbos, 600,000 people, there are 600,000 people passing there every day. That's not what we're talking about, but we're talking about an area that there are a lot of people there. So based on that, Gemara, indeed, if the door is open, literally wide open, open, maybe even a little bit, but the door has to be open, not enough for it to be closed and unlocked. It has to be open into an area that there are a lot of people walking through. That's the Rishus HaRabim. We have those two conditions. Then if there is a man and woman together inside in seclusion, there would not be a problem of Yichud. So is that what it really means? Or does Pesach Pasuach Lirshus HaRabim mean something else? Because indeed, in many contexts, this is going to be a very important heter to permit Yichud. So we're going to go through three different opinions now. What does it mean, Pesach Pasuach Lirshus HaRabim? So the first one is going to be by the Rashba. It's about in the Tshuvas HaRashba, who is very lenient on this standard. What does it mean? Pesach Pasuach Lirshus HaRabim. He brings the Rishalmi, and based on the Rishalmi, it means, according to the Rashba, as long as the door is unlocked, even if it's closed, but as the door is unlocked, that is all you need. That is a Pesach Pasuach, because the door is effectively open, because anyone could come in, and it's Rishus HaRabim, anyone could walk in from outside. So he says as follows, the rationale why it's okay, kol she'enu b'manul, as long as it's not locked, yarehu, the people are on the inside, are in fear, shema yikanes acher shalab yirshus, that somebody's going to come in without permission, is going to walk in on them. Accordingly, there would not be a problem of yichud, a man and woman being secluded inside. It's not considered seclusion, because someone can walk in. So according to the Rashba, as long as the door is unlocked, that is all that's necessary. I will tell you that I know of occurrence. I had a roommate that once walked in on people who did not lock the door, but the lock was closed. The door was closed, unlocked, and he walked in, and Yichud was going on, and there was the fact that the door was unlocked did not prevent things going on. So it could be very well that the Rashba at his time, that indeed prevented things. But in the promiscuous times that we live in, it may be a little bit difficult, if not impossible, to rely on this Rashba. So we're going to go on to the next opinion. Rabbi Akiva Eger in his Tshuvas brings in the name of the Beis Meir, that we actually have, as we mentioned in the introduction, we have two conditions, two requirements. It has to be Pesach Pasuach, the door literally has to be open. Not closed, but unlocked, but the door has to be open. And number two, it has to be open to a Rishus HaRabim, an area that many people frequent. And if we don't have both of those conditions, that is going to be a problem of Yichud. That is what the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch say. It has to be Pesach, Pasuach, door open, the Rishus HaRabim, to a public thoroughfare. Opinion number three is brought by the Tshuvas Binyan Sion, and he says on that second standard of the Beis Meir, Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Beis Meir, that we have two conditions. It has to be door open, and to a public area, the Tshuvas Binyan Sion says it's going to be too easy to constantly violate the prohibition of Yichud. And he gives an example that if you have somebody who's at home and he's by himself and he's in his office, he's wherever, he's doing his thing, he's working, he's learning, and there's no one else home, and a cleaning lady comes in and closes the door of the house. Not even in the same room, but closes the door of the house. There's going to be a problem of Yichud automatically. So the Binyan Sion says it can't simply be that strict. That simply cannot be the standard, that it has to be Pesach, Pasuach, Lirshus HaRabim, door open to a public thoroughfare. And then he goes on the Binyan Sion and says that, in fact, it can be Yichud even if the door is open. There are situations that the door being open is not going to be sufficient. And he brings an example from a Gemara, fascinating example, Gemara Megillah, that says that Dvorah HaNeviah, she would actually judge Klal Yisrael. She was a Neviah at her time, and she would sit under a tomer tree. She would sit under a tomer, which is a palm tree. Palm trees, the leaves are all the way at the top. And she was concerned, the Gemara tells us, about Yichud. So she sat under that tree. So the Binyan Etzion asks the following, why did it have to be under a palm tree? It could have been under a tree that the leaves are closer to the ground, that would give more shade. And in addition, he says, in fact, why didn't she just sit in the house and leave the door unlocked? That would also be okay. Why specifically did she choose to sit under a palm tree? So he says that the general principle is as follows. As long as the couple, the man and the woman, not married, are hidden from the eye. What does that mean? Afilo eino na'ol. Even if the door is unlocked, to the extent that nobody can go there, that is also considered yichud. In other words, if they are secluded away from people being able to see them, we're going to have a yichud issue. And he continues and explains more. But if there is a place that at any time somebody can walk in without permission, the mikra yichud below delesnol, as long as the door is not locked, it's not going to be considered yichud. So what he's saying is, as long as we have the reasonable expectation that somebody may come at any time, the people on the inside are going to be in fear. Somebody may come, and accordingly, as long as there's that reasonable fear factor by the man and woman, it's not going to be an Isser of Yichud. That's going to be considered to be a Pesach Pasuach. So what he's saying is there are times that the door may be open, but if you're in a place that there's no foot traffic and no expectation that somebody's going to come except a FedEx guy at 10 a.m. and that's it, then even with the door wide open, it's going to be a problem of yichud. On the other hand, there are going to be times that the door can be closed as long as it's unlocked, that people are frequenting, coming in and out of the door. Even with the door closed, there's not going to be a problem of yichud. So the standard of the being seen, and this is more accepted by many poskim than the first and second standards that we brought. This is the middle standard, is if there's a reasonable expectation that somebody may walk in at that time, then we would have the heter, a Pesach Pasuach, Lishus HaRabim. Have a wonderful day.